The Brahma Gyana Palimala. In this work attributed to Sri Shankara, the characteristics of the person who has realized that they are Brahman are described. The aspirant for liberation is advised to meditate on these in order to attain the same state. The work entitled Brahma Gyana Valimala, by hearing which just once knowledge of Brahman is attained, enables all to attain liberation. Unattached am I, unattached am I, ever free from attachment of any kind. I am of the nature of existence, consciousness, bliss. I am the very self, indestructible and ever unchanging. I am eternal. I am pure, free from the control of Maya. I am ever liberated. I am formless, indestructible, and changeless. I am of the nature of infinite bliss. I am the very self, indestructible and changeless. I am eternal. I am free from blemish. I am formless. I am indestructible and changeless. I am of the nature of supreme bliss. I am the very self, indestructible and changeless. I am pure consciousness. I revel in my own self. I am of the nature of indivisible, concentrated bliss. I am the very self, indestructible and changeless. I am the indwelling consciousness. I am calm, free from all agitation. I am beyond Prakriti. I am of the nature of eternal bliss. I am the very self, indestructible and changeless. I am the Supreme Self, beyond all the categories, such as Prakriti, Mahat, Ahankara, etc. I am the Supreme Auspicious One, beyond all those in the middle. I am beyond Maya. I am the Supreme Light. I am the very self, indestructible and changeless. I am beyond all the different forms. I am of the nature of pure consciousness. I am never subject to decline. I am of the nature of bliss. I am the very self, indestructible and changeless. there is neither Maya nor its effects, such as the body, for me. I am of the same nature and self-luminous. I am the very self, indestructible and changeless. I am beyond the three gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas. I am the witness of even Brahma and the others. I am the nature of infinite bliss. I am the very self, indestructible and changeless. I am the inner controller. I am immutable. I am all-pervading. I am myself the supreme self. I am the very self, indestructible and changeless. I am devoid of parts. I am actionless. I am the self of all. I am the primordial one. I am the ancient, eternal one. I am the directly intuited self. I am the very self, indestructible and changeless. I am the witness of all pairs of opposites. I am immovable. I am eternal. I am the witness of everything. I am the very self, indestructible and changeless. I am a mass of awareness and of consciousness. I am not a doer, nor an experiencer. I am the very self, indestructible and changeless. I am without any support, and I am the support of all. I have no desires to be fulfilled. I am the very self, indestructible and changeless. I am free from the three kinds of afflictions: those in the body, those from other beings, and those caused by higher powers. I am different from the gross, subtle, and causal bodies. I am the witness of the three states of waking, dream, and deep sleep. I am the very self, indestructible and changeless. There are two things which are different from each other. They are the seer and the seen. The seer is Brahman, and the seen is Maya. This is what all Vedanta proclaims. One who realizes after repeated contemplation that one is a mere witness, they alone are liberated. They are the enlightened one. This is proclaimed by Vedanta. The pot, wall, etc., are nothing but clay. Likewise, the entire universe is nothing but Brahman. This is proclaimed by Vedanta. Brahman is real. The universe is mithya. It cannot be categorized as either real or unreal. The jiva is Brahman itself, and not different. This should be understood as the correct shastra. This is proclaimed by Vedanta. I am the auspicious one, the inner light and the outer light, the indwelling light, higher than the highest, the light of all lights, self-luminous, the light that is the self.